How's everybody? It was good to get away for a few days, not just for our staff, but for our players too, and come back out and get back to work. Again, these guys, they continue to amaze me. They keep coming back and getting ready, and got a big game at home this week against Pittsburgh Steelers, and we got work to do to get ready for it. So, again, today's Monday, a little different schedule because I gave them some time off. I thought we needed to get back out there and run around a little bit and knock the cobwebs out a little bit, and now we'll be back to our normal schedule as we move forward.
We didn't see Josh McCown out there today.
Excuse absence. Yeah, matter of fact, I think him and Hawker together, so I excuse him. Yeah, so I'll beat you guys to it. Absolutely.
Can you give us an update on RG3 and where he is physically and your plans for him these last?
I think he's getting closer, so until I can get him out there, will I make a plan for him? I know exactly what we want to do. So, I mean, I think today would be premature to make that decision. But once he can get back out there and start practicing, and then I think there's a window of time in there before we have to do anything. So once we get him out there, then we'll go further and no more.
What is the window?
I think you have 21 days after he comes out there and starts working to see what you do.
Hey, Hugh, we talked to Sashi earlier, and he talked about continuity being one of the parts of his plan, or your guy, the organization's plan to get things fixed. How important is that to you to know that you're not going anywhere, and according to Sashi, everybody's going to be
I never thought I was going anywhere. No, I know that's been part of the plan, from day one, before I took the job. So I felt very comfortable. I know there's been a lot of mudslinging going around, but I get it. That's part of it. When you have the record we do, I expect things to be said. But we're comfortable and know exactly what we're trying to do. I think it's a tremendous plan. We all support it. It's not where we want it to be. Be the first to tell you guys all that. But I know we do have a plan in place, and we feel very strongly that we're going to get things headed in the right direction as soon as we can.
I mean, you feel like there's been a lot of mudslinging?
Not a lot. I probably shouldn't use that word. I know you guys will come back at me somehow, some way. No, but it's just been enough. To me, I think, when you don't play as well as you like and you be in these situations, you open yourself up to a lot of criticism. So I get it, and I think we all do. And some of it's deserving. When you're not winning, that's tough. And I think at the same time, we knew it could be tough, so we're going through it, and it's part of the plan, not the losing, but it's part of the plan to get to where we want to go, and I think sometimes you take a step back to take a couple steps forward, and I think we're heading the right direction. I feel very comfortable with what we're doing. As I said, I think it was just this past week, I said that Dee and Jimmy have been outstanding, and I meant that. They're unflinching in what we're trying to accomplish. And that being said, I'm sure it's hard for everybody to go through it, but we're going through it, and we'll come out the other side of it.
While we're on the subject, there's a report that your decision to bench Cody and bring Josh in has created this tension.
I do have a tension headache. My head hurts. I mean,
increased tension between the coaching staff and front office. So the question is, do you feel that at all?
I don't know where any of that comes from. I've never felt that, heard that, any of that. So, like I said, my head does hurt from time to time when we lose. That's about it. Like I said, I mean, the things we do here, I'm the head coach of the football team, and I'll make decisions sometime based on what I think's right. And, sometimes that's just part of it. And but I haven't heard that, felt that, seen that from anybody in our organization. They've been outstanding in their support of me and what we're trying to accomplish here.
Do you feel like over these next, if you guys can't get it going, you're going to have to, brace yourself and kind of shield the team, too, from a lot of this, so-called mudslinging?
Mary Kay, this team is really unique that way. I think, we understand that things can be said and will be said. And like I said earlier, rightfully so, we're not here to have the record we have. I think we're all disappointed, probably to a person a little embarrassed by it, you know, don't like it. But I think we all understand the only people that can change our circumstances are the guys in that room. And we got to find a way to do that. You know, we have six more opportunities to do it. And, you know, I think the guys walked in the room today, and that's what we're focused on, and that's what we're going to try to accomplish. And I think they're more determined than ever to do that. We know those six games are tough games, too. I mean, it's not – there are no games in there that probably people even give us a chance. You know, but at the same time, the guys in the room that will determine that, you know, and we'll keep working at it.
Hugh, on Monday, I asked you about Cam Irving, and you said, as we sit here today, I don't expect to do anything, but we'll have conversations as we get back to work. Have you had those, and have you rethought the center position at all?
Yeah, I've had some thoughts about it. You know, I think Cam is, you know, I thought the other night he battled hard. I think he strained and did some good things, and there's some things he needs to continue to work at and clean up. But I think as we move through the next 6 weeks, I love to have some continuity up front, you know, and leave him there and give him a chance to keep demonstrating that he can do it. You know, I think Cam understands there's some things that he's got to continue to work at, as everybody in our offensive line. There's another level to pick up on, you know, everywhere. So, but I think continuity there, you know, as well as everywhere on our offense, is going to be the key as we go down the stretch here.
Hugh, you said you're kind of pushing Cody right now and you want to see a little bit more. Has he been receptive to that? Is this what he wants?
He's been outstanding. You know, he hasn't blinked. You know, obviously the other day, you know, sometimes those things are wake-up calls for people. And not saying that that's what it did to him, but I think it motivated him more. I mean, I don't think anybody likes being taken out of the game. But I think at the same time, some guys can understand why. You know, I normally don't do it without trying to give guys a reason, you know, and have them feel very comfortable. And like I said, we had a great talk, and I think he understands what my expectation is for that position and where I want it to be and where I like for him to be, and he's going to try to meet that challenge. And that's what this is all about, you know, keep raising the level of play throughout our football team somehow, some way, and that's what we have to do.
Receivers, I don't know if that's just what receivers do, but it looked at times like they may have been frustrated about things on the sidelines. I don't know if it's the balls not getting to them deep or whatever the case may be. Did that influence you in any way?
And the Cody decision? No, it had nothing to do with the receivers. It had to do with my knowledge and expertise at what I do, you know, and trying to do what I think is right for our team to help our team win. Didn't work, as I said the other day. So, no, but we're gonna stop all that demonstrative stuff on the side. You know, I don't get to see a lot of that because I'm so into so many different things going on. But we don't want to be that kind of group anyway. I love that we have guys that want the ball, and they you know, there's not a receiver in the National Football League that doesn't think he's open all the time. So I get that, and I like that. But at the same time, there's a way of getting your point across.
Good.
Tremont was on the bike. Did he get hurt Thursday night?
I think he has an ankle right now that we're working through, and we'll see where he is.
You had to watch the Pittsburgh game yesterday, I'm sure.
Yes, I did.
What did you think about Tomlin going for 4 two-pointers and not getting one of them?
Mike Tomlin kind of does what he wants, you know. He's a good coach, as we all know, and he likes to score as many points as he can. And I don't, you know, Mike's coaching his team, so I'm not going to comment about that. You know, I think he does what he thinks best for them, and we got to do what we think's best for us.